And so here we are, World Wildlife, through BBS Radio Online. Thank you, BBS, for making this possible for us. Thank you all joining in through BBS Radio. We can't see you, we cannot hear you, but we are glad you are joining in. This is, as usually, simulcast with a conference call. We have a bunch of people on the phone line already, more people joining in. Every time you hear a ding, there's somebody else joining in. We had a few more people join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hello, it's Dharmananda here.
Dharmananda, welcome back, my friend.
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dharmananda.
How are you feeling?
Oh, a little better. I took a pain pill today, though.
Will you hurry up and have a miracle, damn it?
I'm trying to. I gave someone a healing today.
You're ruining my reputation.
Right. We have a few more people joining in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, Robert in Glendora.
I do hear a Robert. Welcome to the call, Robert. And I
and
believe...
Dawn, right?
Is Ronnie there, too?
No, she's doing a massage today.
All right. I hope she has time left for you tonight to do that.
Is Ariel here?
I believe Dawn is here.
Yep.
Right, Dawn, did I hear you?
Yeah. Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the call, Dawn.
I heard you, Dawn.
Okay.
Hi, Wynn.
Uh-oh. Who's that?
Hello, Wynn.
It's Donna. Wynn.
Donna. Oh,
and Wanda.
I already said
hello.
Who joined in here lately? If you have a chance, please say your name and location.
This is Terry in Dallas.
Hello, Terry from Dallas. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
All
hey,
right.
My mom lives in Garland.
Oh, close.
Yeah.
Garland, Texas?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You sound so far away, Wynn.
Well, is that better?
Yes, it is.
Still a little
low. Walk to the call, please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Vaughn of North Hollywood.
Hello, Vaughn. Good evening,
hey,
and welcome.
Good to hear from you.
Glad to hear, man. Sorry, Wynn, I pulled the mic away from you, but I want to give the people a chance to announce themselves. It's still 2 minutes before the hour. Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Joan, Rhode Island.
Hi, Joan. Welcome to the call. How are you?
Thank you. Good, thank you. Thank you.
All right. Thank you for being here.
Is Cassandra on the line?
Have not heard from her.
No, Cassandra.
Good evening. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
This is Steve from West Palm Beach.
Steve, welcome back. How are you doing tonight?
Thank you. Good.
All right.
On the Gmail tonight, Wynn, do you think we could ask the question on both sides of that spectrum?
On both sides of the spectrum.
Like some don't get enough and some of us can never wake up?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Welcome back, BBS. We had somebody else join in. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Johanna, Chicago.
Welcome to the call, Hannah.
Joanna.
Is it Joanna?
Yes.
Thank you, Joanna, and thank you for being here.
John Zabrowski, are you there?
Yes, I'm here, Wynn. Yes, Wynn.
If Ariel's not here, could you call her?
In a little bit.
All right, I'll call right now. All right, hold on.
Let's see if she's there. Sure. Ariel, are you there?
All right, let me try calling her.
Okay.
Let me try.
All right, do we have more unannounced callers? If you feel like one, say your name and location.
Hi, this is Roger in Austin.
Roger, how are you doing?
Great, thank you.
All right, thank you for being here.
Roger, you're not getting emails yet, right?
That's correct.
Did you try opening up a new email account?
I don't know how to do it. You know, I went to your Intelligent Infinity, and there's really no place you can sign up for anything that I can see. Maybe I'm just not seeing.
You just download the book, ask for the free book, and that signs you up. Okay?
I did that, and I didn't get any response.
Talking about Bill O'Reilly.
Even with your new email, right?
Women I couldn't think of.
That's right.
He told his mother, and that's probably other people.
Anna from Kent, Washington.
Welcome to the call.
Thank you.
And in the meantime, we are 2 minutes over the hour.
I'm about ready to start, except I'm not in my house yet.
All right. Take your time, Wynn.
I'm just going in the front door, and this is like a come as you go thing. I mean, go as you come. Ah, never mind. Something.
Come as you are.
Come as you are. Thank you. See, I'm getting dyslexic, right?
Join the crowd. I mean, join me.
Join the crowd.
Uh-oh. No, join me, I guess.
How are your teeth, Terry?
Healing. They're just, healing.
Mm-hmm.
So that's really good news, like they're healing. And so they need to heal for quite a few months now, and then they do the next step here.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Good luck with it. Hello?
Yeah.
Good evening. I'll pray for you, Terry.
Oh, thank you. I can feel it immediately when
you say that. Is
Ariel
there? Ariel, are you there?
You talking in our line there, John?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm trying to see if Ariel's okay.
Is she answering?
Hello, Ariel? Ariel, are you there?
We hear you on this line, John, so I don't know if you have two separate lines or if it's...
Well, there's three ways. I'm just trying to figure out how to get it
okay.
to work on my line here. Hold on.
Right.
Did she answer?
Oh, he's off the line.
Mm. All right. Hey, Wham.
Yeah.
Hey, this is Braden up here in Aurora, Chico.
Yeah.
I wanted to thank you so much for, helping me remember. That's what these calls have done. And I guarantee you, I have had possibly a 179-degree turnaround, especially by spinning in the right direction and everything that Terry's brought through in you.
Really?
How much have you spun in the right direction?
I can't remember what I was supposed to tell you to remember. You know,
how many times is this person supposed to actually spin?
I don't know.
Well,
you know what?
I believe they recommend 100 times a day.
Hello, Ariel?
Hi, Square. People checking in.
Hello, Jim.
Ariel, you're there?
Hello, hello, hello. Yes, we're all here.
Ariel.
Hi, Jim.
John, did you get Ariel to answer her phone?
Ariel, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay, we got it. All right, we got a three-way call. All right, fine. Okay, good.
Yay!
Hey, Ariel.
Hi, Ariel. Hi, Ariel.
Hi, Ariel. Jim, it's your chef.
All right,
hi, Chef Jim.
All right, we got a three-way again. Okay, good.
Okay, and I got my friend Tom Bright here. He wants to listen in tonight.
I don't know. Hi, Tom.
Okay. Depends what
day you order. All right, folks, it's 6:06. Let us get going. Are you inside, Wynn?
I'm inside. I'm ready to go. Okay, well...
You start the recording.
I'm not ready to go.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
All right. You know the date?
Well, the date, March 4th.
Here we go, yes?
This conference is being recorded.
Uh-oh. Hive is pushing me around here. He starts pushing the record button. This is March 4th, 2015. Win and Terry in Sedona. And Hive in Magalia. And all of you. Maybe I should tell you who you are. I don't know. You think I should tell people who they are?
You know who they are?
Well, I can look on free conferencing, and I can, I can see all the people that don't have a caller ID locked. Okay, so let me see here.
Well, Wynn, I all the time write the names down when people announce themselves. So I can tell you that Wanda, Dan, Ron, Terry, Morgan, Wynn, Percy, Gail, Marilyn, Donna, Dharmananda, Robert, Don, Terry, Vaughn, Joan, Steve, Marilyn, John, Gilbert, Joanna, Roger, Susan, and Jim are on.
Okay.
If it helps.
Could you say that again, please? Yeah, but you know what? You said it so fast. It's not like I was giving a personal hello to people. Like, hello, Donna, hi, Terry, you know? You got to do this like we have Ariel on the line. Where's Ariel? Do you see her on there?
I can't find her. Hold on.
Yeah.
This realm is so slow. It's like when you read the names, it's like if you can speed up your mind, they are. You can give it as much time between as you want. Anyway, that's my
thing. Ariel, can you hear us?
Yes, sir.
So,
you're glad you're here.
Ariel.
Hi, Ariel.
I'm glad to be here. Yes, ma'am.
Glad to.
Are you talking to me, Ariel? Yes, ma'am.
Well, I'm talking to my Mary Brown. I just got back from getting my medications from going in the hospital last night.
Uh-huh. And Ariel is making sage. And what's sage used for, Ariel? I'm doing a little commercial for her because, you know, we're gonna market her sage, and maybe we'll get the Elohim to bless it. Is that okay with you if they bless it, Ariel?
That'd be cool.
Ariel, where are you? John, are you there?
Hold on 1 second.
Are they muted?
I think they dropped out.
They dropped out. Okay, see, they're probably...
All callers are unmuted.
John, are you there?
CBS Radio is here, so no worries.
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
That's Don Newsom's dyslexic side. Let me see here. There was a couple things I wanted to say. Oh, yeah. You know what? We had such a good response to that little question and answer session we did on graduation that if people like those, we're going to keep doing them. And we just did one today. And I decided, let me see, how can we make the most money? What's going to sell the best? You know, they're only $4 to $7. And so... we did one on sex, okay? So keep your eyes open in the next few days. We'll have like a little 50-minute question and answer about sex on stuff that you never heard before, okay? So get ready. I know no one's interested in sex. Hi, are you there?
Yes, I am.
You're not interested in sex, are you?
It's the most important part in life, I believe.
Does your wife say that too? Don't answer. No, I don't want to infringe on her privacy. Okay. All right. And
John is back, by the way.
John is back. Let's see. John, are you there? Did you unmute him?
John? I just did, yes.
Yes, Ariel, are you there? Are you there, Ariel?
Ariel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
All right.
We had a slight glitch, sorry.
What happened?
A glitch, technical snafu.
You tripped and pulled the phone out of the wall.
Sort of something like that, not exactly, but something similar.
Okay. Yeah. Well, you and Ariel are a good team because two trips make a hole. Ariel, so do you hear what I was saying before you had your glitch? Ariel, are you there? Uh-oh.
She was just there a second ago.
Yeah.
I give up, John. I'm going to mute everybody. I see. Okay, here we go. But I wanted to welcome Tom in the line, who is Ariel's friend, who's listening for the first time. I can't even do that. I mean, between the two of you. Ariel, are you there?
I'm right here, Wynn.
Yeah, well, you hang out. Where'd you go when I asked for you?
John dropped. Ask John. He dropped the phone.
Is Tom there?
Tom, boys here.
Tom,
can you hear him?
Yeah, it's gonna be shy.
Yep.
You are? Well, Ariel's loud enough for both of you, okay? But,
I will forgive you. You know
will?
Not what you do. Me and Terry are holding tight, huh, Terry?
All callers are muted, and they can unmute themselves.
Okay, Ariel's muted. And now let me see. Who's breathing heavy into the phone? Looks like somebody's sleeping.
It's Terry.
Terry, you're breathing into the phone, you know.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Win.
Yeah.
It's beautiful to be here, and I wish you all much love, and particularly Morgan in California, healing love light to you.
Are you going to leave now?
Yeah, because you're not taking over.
Are you trying to leave so I take over?
No, wait for you to take over.
That means you're not going to be back there producing everything, right?
Yeah.
You're going to play soccer. You're taking your wife to dinner, right?
How many questions do we have tonight, Wynn?
That's all. All right. Goodbye. See you later.
No, all I'm right. Staying here.
Oh, you're staying here. I thought you were leaving. Okay. All right. Now, some of you say, when is he going to get on with it? And Terry is still breathing into the phone. And now somebody's saying, why is Wynn bugging Terry again? it's like I could mute Terry, but then by the time we're channeling, she will forget, or I will forget to unmute her. So, Terry, just move the little microphone thing away from your mouth. And, you know, part of doing the calls and having this, which sometimes we don't always have it, but this kind of repartee at the beginning of the call is just another way of interacting. And all of you are helping to create the energy of this call. And when we kibitz with each other and have fun, and we can make fun of with each other, and we can start smiling inside, that is the beginning of a group energy. It's not such a big esoteric thing. It grounds itself really in the most simple human connections. And, you know, I repeat this again. You've all heard about my sister's healing, and that After they told me they projected a filter into her blood, they told me, they said, I was calling my sister every day and telling her jokes after she got out of the hospital. And they said if I didn't call her every day and tell her jokes, they couldn't have done the healing. And so if you get it, it's like this part of the call. Some of you are going through really heavy things. Some of you are feel stuck. Some of you feel unloved. And some of you feel completely together that you're right present. And we're all here on the line. And, you know, the goal is to create an environment where you can enjoy yourself. And enjoying yourself, smiling, not taking yourself so seriously is the first step in connecting with spirit. I suppose you can do it without doing all of that, but it certainly is easier, and maybe you can't do it without doing that. I don't know. I mean, I just know that when it came to my sister, and my sister was in, you know, had a serious operation, and then she had a miracle afterwards. If I didn't call her every day, they couldn't heal her. That's what they said. And maybe that's not true. Maybe they could have helped healed her anyway. But nonetheless, enjoying each other is part of creating a group energy, and it starts the energy flowing. It breaks down blocks inside of you. It breaks down blocks inside of me. I don't always come. Sometimes I need these calls as much as you do. Sometimes I'm going through my stuff, or Terry's going through her stuff, and we get on the call, and an hour later, hey, geez, we feel better. So we're doing it together for each other. And on that note, we're going to ask some of your questions tonight. Thank you all for asking questions. And Terry, you're not ready, right? Hello, Terry.
Hi. No, I have to unmute.
Okay.
I'm ready. Much as I can be, because I don't know what they're going to say, and I don't want to know the questions beforehand, because then I worry. Who can answer to that? And
right.
So I'm ready to be ready and step aside.
Now, you know, as funny and as corny as we are, they've told us that this is a really unusual thing that we're doing publicly. Really unusual. And I don't know how to do this. I couldn't read a book on doing this. There is no book on doing this. So we're constantly playing it by ear, and so are you. And we're, I got to tell you, I had one of the greatest letters, emails from somebody, and it's so great to get this kind of an email. It so validates all the energy and work we've put into this. Now, I know probably this email is going to express some of the things you thought or you're thinking, and it's, here we go. I'm going to read it. And I just got permission from the gentleman who sent it to me, Edgar. Oh, God. See, now I'm opening up the email, and it didn't open up. Hang on. It's from Edgar in Bronx, New York. And I'll bet he's listening, and he's probably saying, oh, my God, they're talking about me. Edgar, you gave me permission. So, except the email is not opening up. Let me try it in Gmail.
Did you send it to me?
I think so, yeah.
Let me see if I can.
wait a second. Let me see. Maybe it'll open here. Let's see. Okay, got it. I got it. All right. Hi, Wynn. This is Edgar from Bronx, New York. And the words really can't formulate to express the love and appreciation I have for you and your work. Just alone, the impact that this has had on my life. I have never believed in any religion, even though I went to Catholic Church with my grandmother as a child. There I was able to start my research of truth and feel in my heart the search for truth stops. And I feel in my heart that the search for truth stops with you, the Elohim, and Ra. When for some reason in my heart, my Christ, wait a second, Doug. My Christ was always there, but not in the way the Catholic Church had presented him, but as part of me. I found that my heart had a voice and started to follow. I follow your work not because I need something to believe in, but because it's the truth. I am a logical thinker like yourself, and I follow cause and effect, which will not let me fall into any pattern related to religion. I love every single thing you put out, being the wellness pendants to the reincarnation of Edgar Casey to the graduation audio. I feel your intuition in the way things are presented, which assures me that we are connected consciously through the calls, which I don't miss one. The energy on the calls is real. I feel it. It shows in my body. My hair stands straight up, and it goes from my toes to my head. It's really something amazing. When I could be doing something, and then I think of you and the source, and take a few deep breaths, and all that love energy rushes into my body. I am able to feel it on demand. I am learning to feel it on demand. And it's becoming me. I would love to meet you someday, or maybe we already have. It's beautiful to see us evolving, the group, and I say you have great intuition because, for example, all of those amazing people that keep joining us and that you seek, like Tina Brunt, wow, and she was really something. It's amazing to see how words can have sort of a resonance of life and love. Her music is beautiful and has the power to shift the energies. Did I get knocked off?
No, you're good, Wynn.
Okay. It feels like it has zero distortion, and it's so clean. Much love and light from the East Coast to all. And thank you, Edgar. You know, I think that anyone that likes me must have something good going for them. Okay? but no, thank you so much, really. Really, for putting that into words. And I really, you know, when I was younger, I needed credit. Somehow or another, I've gotten past the place where I need credit. In fact, if I needed credit, I couldn't do this. Because if I needed credit, I would be trying to please you. And if I tried to please you, I wouldn't be on the mark. I would lose it. And, of course, I want you to be uplifted. But I know the way that that upliftment occurs from me being centered, me being authentic, me being corny, Terry being Stacy, you know, there's an innocence and a spontaneity, and boom, the energy comes on this call. And if somebody's new and it's listening, you have to keep, it's like the way the energy works on the call, it comes in when you're not looking. It comes in the spaces, and it's like, it's not, I don't own that energy. I am just showing up. And Terry is rattling her microphone. Right, Terry? Terry? Hello, Terry? Now she muted. Terry, are you there? Earth to Terry. We don't hear you. Hello, Jerry. Yeah.
First, yeah, she came back in a minute ago.
I got back on. I got back on. Okay. Yeah, I'm back.
Okay. Now, you know, you might think we're unprofessional, but this is all part of the show. And all of you are going to be forced to flow through your life and roll with the punches. And if you do that, if you see how we do it, you can do it. And now you're there. Right, Terry?
Right.
Okay. Then don't go away because we're about to start. Okay? I was just looking for you and you didn't answer.
Yeah. Okay.
Where'd you go?
Well, I got dropped off the line. And then I got there, and now I'm trying to reset everything up.
All right.
Just a second.
Well, folks, we are not NBC.
Okay, good to go.
We're good to go. All right.
Yeah.
So let's start. Father, let me do the news here. Alexa.
All callers are muted.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect each person on this line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energies of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. Now, right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. And we create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is Ra'an, and we greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. We connect and we sense the energies. One of the strong energies right now is the energy of the moon. It is creating a gravitational pull which can affect the manifestations in the body and throw them a little bit off center. So, when you go about your daily business during the full moon, exercise judgment and discernment. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Our first question is from Kurt in Springfield, Illinois. Kurt Newhouse. He says, I have been listening to the conference call replays for at least a few years, and I very much enjoy them. My question is, am I a Ra Group starseed? And if so, how can I best be in service to others in this life? Thank you very much.
Thank you. It is interesting to note that you ask if you're a Ra Group starseed rather than an Elohim starseed or another type of starseed. So we, taking a look, see a connection between you and the Ra Group. The Ra Group feels that you are one of them, and they are, there are no words to express the, we search for words, the delightfulness, which is the wrong word, of the connection or sacredness or importance. It is like a father and a son connection, and you are part and of the group, and you as such have a orientation to feel the energy.
Is there anything particular that you see him doing to be of higher service than he's doing? He had that at the end of his question.
Thank you. You are listening and connecting to the calls which we see the affinity you have for connection, and your presence in the world brings your energies and also the connection with Robert into your surroundings. We see that we check the manifestation and see your manifesting, and as such bringing your energies into connection with those in the third density around you, and in so doing creating a light path and a guide, a direction for those around you. As you discover more of what you came for, which was to, as we see, and if this is not resonating with what you feel, then it is not for you at this time, but we see your energies resonating with those who are ready to learn and to grow, who are coming into contact with you, either in your personal sphere or in the more distant sphere. Just your presence without doing anything more is acting like a stabilization and a light to those that you resonate with and care for. Keep on studying and keep on. Well, we still are telling you to keep on. It is your nature to expand your connection, and it brings you fulfillment, as we see it, to make connection with those around you, and those around you are benefiting merely by your presence.
Thank you. Great answer. And, you know, sometimes people think they have to do this grandiose thing to be of service. And it's simpler than that. It's like you just have to be in your heart and radiate that energy. You have to get over enough of your own stuff so that you can do that, because it's all inside of each of us to have that potential. Thank you. So the next question is from Vaughn. And just a moment here we go. Vaughn asks, he says, where do our soulmates come from? And maybe we should ask, what is a soulmate? And where do our soulmates come from? Can we have more than one? Different types of soulmates, such as a primary soul love connection, a best friend one, art, music, science, or other deep soulmate connections. What is the purpose of our soulmates, and how may we best support them, whether they are present in our lives or not? And I think we should ask, how may we best recognize that someone is a soulmate? And thank you for the love. Go ahead.
You finish.
He just said thank you. You know, thank you for all your work we do, and thank you, the sources, and Terry and I. But that's the question. Okay.
People travel in soul groups and lifetime to lifetime. They reestablish connection with those that they have been with before and have growth patterns with those people. Sometimes the soulmate may come in and be a mother or be a brother or be a sister. So when you have a family, take a good look at those in your family. You may have been with them previously. Sometimes this can create a confusion because perhaps one has been married to one in another life and then feels a resonance so strong as to be one with them. And as one can have more than one soulmate, they may see another who may have been their mother in one life, may have been their lover in another life, may have been their sister in another life, and they are experiencing the joy of being with them again and the strong connection that they have felt before. Sometimes this is confusing when a soulmate and another soulmate, as you can have more than one, as we mentioned, show up and one wants to be so close to both. One can watch one's patterns, one can watch one's connection with the other and sense as they move back through time in their mind, does this soulmate have aspects of a mother, of a wise teacher, and the other soulmate have aspects of a great lover? And one can be confused about their roles in the current life. If one starts out to take a look at this, one can first of all think all it is for bringing them together with such a beautiful person. And one can let the conflicts that are imposed in the current life for a minute. Be satisfied and just go back and look at what a wondrous past one may have had with one and with the other. And let's say one has been a husband or a wife in a past life, and one has had a wonderful life with them, and then they occur in this life. As one looks at it, one may feel a confusion as one moves for an instant into the wondrousness of the past life one has had with somebody, and then is confused about how they should proceed. And we suggest that one should look at the situation and turn it around and look at it backwards, and turn it around and look at it upside down and see what one can get, what resonance one can get out of it. Where was that person a wise teacher? And due to the limitations of space-time in the current life, one may not be able to share all aspects that they feel they resonate with a certain person. And you may have more awareness than the other person, or in some cases they may have a little more than you, of the potential for where the relationship can go and where it can round out and fulfill one's life.
Thank you. If you're in a situation where you have two soulmates in your life, is there a tendency to fall back in the pattern, or a temptation to fall back in the pattern of the past life and repeat that? And is
in
that positive?
In that time is now, and when one recognizes the life is another, in another time, the experience for a minute or for a long time, as if it is now, and they move into the posture of that other life. And it is confusing sometimes to see the posture of the other life and lose for a minute, perhaps, the perspective of this life. In other words, for a little bit, one is transported back into the matrix, the connections of the other life. And it seems, or can seem at odds with the posture in this life, particularly if one has two soulmates one has been with before. One can move into one and be fulfilled in one area, move into the other and be fulfilled in another area. But there is also the factor of being transported back in time, although one is in the now, to re-experience the feelings that one had with the other person in the past.
Thank you. Next question, and this is from Cassandra. And Cassandra is in Long Island, New York, and she's a beautiful being that has this urgency or desire to be of service to her community. And she's opened up a spiritual center. And I'll read her question. The basic question, is the center moving in the right direction? It took me 4 years to open a spiritual center. With many years and months in preparation, the time was never quite right, and I was intuitively instructed when its conception was finally ready to take place. During my meditative states, Spirit instructed me to create a serene environment where one can come to learn, seek support, and discover the presence of God within them and around them. Spirit wanted me to also assist and to be of service through the gifts given to me as a medium. The spiritual center was also to have a team of highly spiritual gifted individuals who are knowledgeable and passionate in their chosen field, who are dedicated in promoting spiritual healing and well-being of individuals. Some recent team members have passed through the doors as the center was not willing to promise anyone fame and fortune. This is not a business to me, as some would like for me to think it is, but as a divine service, as I do not take this work lightly, and I sacredly respect all that is given to me. And I'll add here that Cassandra has invited me to do a talk to the people who are attracted to her center in a couple of weeks over Skype, over a video. So her question is the center moving in the right direction? Your input in the center's continuous in direction will be greatly appreciated. Cassandra, Long Island.
Thank you. Please see that you are providing a great service for those that find you and find your center. If a person passes through the door and then they do not see that it will give them what they need, the fame or the fortune that they feel they are after, do not be disheartened, because each person in working with you will find their own level. Those that are not meant to stay will leave, and they will leave the space clear for those to come in who connect and resonate with your goals, which we see are so needed in this environment at this time. You never can tell when what you do with one person will make a difference in the whole posture of how they deal with the world and put them on a track, a positive track, that without your influence and the influence of your center, they may have gone an entirely different track and been, in some sense, lost, which they were in the beginning anyway, but gone down a wrong, negative track. You are holding up standards that are important to hold up, and so do not be disheartened if someone leaves.
Thank you. You know, my experience is when we started doing this work we're doing, it's, you know, it looked to me like, wow, this is what everyone's going to be interested in. And it took quite a few years to actually get to the state that it's at now, where people are supportive, people get the energy, and people will come and go in the past, And at times it was discouraging, and it was like, God, this is never going to happen. And, you know, just by staying the course and holding it, eventually the right people show up. And this is, for me, that's been my experience. The right people show up, and I have to really get into the understanding that it was okay for people to come and go and to not take anything personally. That's just my experience. Sources, want to add anything to that?
You are correct. An experience will show Cassandra that it is meant to be. If someone leaves, it is okay, and others will come, which will make a strong and tight center.
Thank you. Okay, we have our headline question here from Kimberly Ryan. And you know what? I don't have her city, okay? Let me just see if I see it in...
I believe it'll be in Florida.
She's in Florida, Kimberly? Okay. Let me just see her. Here she was.
We are scanning your area.
Okay. Did you find her?
Yes, and we see influences in the area, in the neighborhood, that she, you, Kimberly, may not be aware of, that may prevent sound sleep. There are electromagnetic influences, so that is only one part of the equation. However, another part is, before you go to sleep, do not eat a heavy meal with, say, meat or heavy food. Say, after 7 at night, only have light things, for instance, soup or broth or tomato soup or something light that your body can digest easily. Do not partake as much as possible in GMO food, as they can cause the body to not digest properly, which can interfere with sleep also. If you meditate a little bit before you go to sleep and relax and rest, and ask that your dreams be harmonious, and that your dreams are answering perhaps questions you might have, or ask before you go to sleep that you have a good night's sleep. Melatonin is manufactured at night in the body, and this is enhancement to one's sleep state. your melatonin level may be depleted. Also, make sure you get enough of the proper minerals that your body can use this time at night to repair and have the nutrients needed to achieve repair, turning the light out at night can allow melatonin to be manufactured more easily by the body to sleep in the darkness. Did we answer the question?
Well, actually, she wrote me quite a paragraph here about it. I find I'm constantly absorbing others' energies, and somehow I believe it's part of my calling. Being a nurse, I take home a lot of burdens. I thought I had found effective ways to release them, but I'm finding the more I release, the more I absorb. I get so overwhelmed because I'm also finding there's pain from my past that I absorbed when I was young. I thought it was mine, but God is saying it's not mine. The familiarity of the pain makes it hard to understand that it's not mine. I get confused, and sometimes I get desperate, and I scream at God to help me. I get blasted with peace instantly most of the time. The peace hits me hard, and I immediately stop crying, yelling, feeling pain. It feels like God doesn't want me being upset, because my pain attracts more pain quickly and with very adverse consequences to myself and others. I learned this by experience. I have had such a hard time separating from the pain, especially the parts that I absorbed from the past when they start surfacing to be released. That's happening daily, more than once a day, and I'm beginning to see that it is and has blinded me of who I really am. I still don't know who I am, but I think I have a lot of power that I don't understand. The daily exhaustion and emotional pain that I am constantly having to transmute and figure out what's mine and what isn't is very draining. I ground and ground and ground and flush my being with a fire hose of gold light 1 to 3 times a day, and it helps, but there is never a place of consistent peace. It's a terrible roller coaster. The pain I absorb from my past, I suspect, is keeping me from being constantly grounded. I keep talking to my chakras and telling them what they're supposed to do. You keep me grounded. You stay open. You stay close to 25%, and you close to 25% so I can sleep. I feel like I'm losing my mind. It doesn't help that there are other more mundane issues that complicate my life and overwhelm me, too, like frozen and broken septic pipes with damage to my house that has to be fixed yet a fourth time in the 5 years, and just get general loneliness and feeling alone. I keep thinking there should be a way that foreign energies that attach to me should be routed down into the earth, and I could stay oblivious to them. I am most comfortable just staying home by myself. I don't feel I have much support. What am I supposed to do? I wanted to mention that we have been experimenting, Terry and I, with a concept called grounding. And it's not a exercise. It's a way of plugging a wire into the grounding socket of your electric and then attaching it to your body when you're sleeping. And it drains, supposedly it drains electrical charges out of your body. And people, lots of people report that they sleep a lot better when they do this. And there's a company which sells the unit with a special sheet that is conductive and that you connect the wire to it and that it keeps your body grounded, and a lot of people, it's called grounding.com, grounding.com, and if you look it up, you'll see a lot of people that have sleep problems and even fibromyalgia seem to get benefit from this. And I think it's about $150 for the whole unit. And we didn't get that unit. We did it kind of in a homegrown way. And I'm still testing it. And maybe we'll make something cheap if our tests prove that it really works, so we can stand behind it. But in the meantime, look up grounding.com and see if it resonates, because even at $150, it's not that expensive if it solves your problem. Let me turn it over to our sources with all of that information, and after reading her email, and see what they have to say. Thank you.
Thank you. We impart love, light, and compassion into your space. You are waking up, and it is hard to deal with what one sees when one begins to wake up. And we see you are dancing all around what is going on, and you are naming it accurately. It is not generally known that when an otherness is in one's space, it is hard for one to know who they are, because the otherness, in sharing totally space with you, seems like you, and to it, you seem like it. And it is hard because each one has different ideas of what should happen. And it is hard to set one's goals to be able to release even one otherness, to dismiss it, to allow it to go and find its own path, can make a big difference in one space. You as a nurse pick up ambience, othernesses, and you deal as a nurse with situations where other people are searching and going through things, and it is easy to pick up these othernesses and even to have the otherness to become an attachment. You can tell when one of these is in your space. It comes in, it may come in as mind chatter, an idea that's extraneous, and you may look at it and say, my gosh, this is not what I would think. This is not my idea, and go ground and go into the ground and just be separate from me. However, if you can send them love and the ability to release, thank you for saying what you have said. Thank you. I allow you the space to be who you are, and I'm who I am. Sometimes it takes a while to figure out who you really are, because these othernesses, both in physicality, as entities that come in as attachments, or the neighbor's thoughts, the group think coming in as a thought and taking over one's mind, can make it very confusing to make and bring your own center to bear and to see who you really are. You are doing very well, although it does not seem like it, because you are asking the right questions. And you, if you can bring these attachments needs to be released to let them go, then your space should clear. You can make them responsible for their own thoughts, their own track, because they are responsible. When you each try to take on the others and fight for what, which is the right one, or who am I, then it is very confusing. Being nonlinear is helpful, being able to hold two thoughts at the same time, and one is mine and one is not mine, and it's okay, and we can let the other one go, and it can have its own unique thought then and have its own path reestablished. As a nurse, you place yourself in a position more to pick up these other thoughts. You are very empathetic, and this opens a channel to pick up these other thoughts. We hope that helps.
And just for clarity, when you say othernesses, you mean attachments.
I mean attachments, which might be entities that have attached, maybe in this life or a long time ago, and are just waking up and very confused, and they can be let go, and sometimes there are a great many of them, and it's very confusing to everyone in the space there. Then it can be neighbor's thoughts, it can be consensus reality thoughts, it can be broadcasted thoughts from government agencies, it can be some strong person in the hospital that is generating very, very strong thoughts that broadcast throughout your space, although they are not attached to you. And then those thoughts are held within your own matrix, like a condenser holds a charge, and one can then recognize them, let them go. Just, it's all okay, and like, just evaporate. And if you hold your space and just let the thought move through and on, it will discharge. And so it is not one thing or another. It is a lot of influences here. But we congratulate you on becoming aware of them. That is a step forward. Then to learn how to tune them out, to let them go, to release them. Perhaps as you listen, you're experiencing a little relief.
Thank you. Okay, that's going to be our last question. I think we're still on BBS because I don't think BBS has a show at 7. And, I mean, we're still on the Internet. And we had a question from Margaret in New Zealand. Margaret, please ask it next week.
We send you love light, Margaret.
Margaret, they love you. And we have a question from Bonnie, and we'll ask that next week. And we have a bunch of questions from Rizia. And Rizia, we've asked a lot of your questions, so I put you at the bottom of the list. But if you submit them again, good chance I'll ask one. And
your mother is doing better, Alush. Your mother is doing better. Your
That's
father.
Really,
yes.
Yeah, okay, good. And all of you that are listening, please take the advantage to send a question in. Even if it's dumb, even if it sounds dumb to you, and you think it's not worth answering. Because when you ask a question, they're really sharp. And they oftentimes will answer your question in such a way that it will give you a new look at things. But more than anything else, and they've said this, that when you ask a question and they move into your matrix to answer and to look at you to answer the question, when they move back, they leave a track. And when they leave a track, it gives you an opportunity to go up that track and connect with their energy a little easier. So that's like a huge fringe benefit for asking a question. So on that note, thank you all. Oh, let's take a moment. Let's send love light to Carla Ruckert right now. Carla's kind of a little bit off the weather. And let's take a moment of silence and love Carla. Okay, and this Sunday we'll be doing our regular Sunday planetary healing session. And at one time they said it'd be good to drive somewhere and do it in your car, sitting somewhere, you know, anywhere. And it moves the energy around and maybe give you the opportunity to have a better experience on the call, instead of doing it in your home. In fact, maybe we'll drive up to Airport Mesa, which is a great place to do Sunday call. It's top of a mountain, and there's a lot of grounding energy underneath us. So on that note, we will unmute everybody. Hang on.
All callers are unmuted.
And thank you, Terry.
Thank you,
Ann.
Thank you, Winnie, Terry. Love to all.
Thank you, Winnie. Thank you.
Better.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Winnie and Terry.